This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is trying to downplay reports that it knew Russia had been paid or had paid the Taliban bounties to kill U.S. troops, promising to brief Democrats on Tuesday after being accused of only sharing information with President Donald Trump's fellow Republicans. The Trump administration officials said that there was no consensus on the underlying intelligence among U.S. agencies, and Mr. Trump had not been made aware of it. But two Republican lawmakers, Representatives Mac Thornberry and Liz Cheney, who attended the meeting, said that they remain concerned after hearing details from the White House at a meeting Monday. The New York Times and Washington Post broke the story, with the Post reporting on Sunday that several American soldiers were believed to have died as a result of that program, which the Kremlin has denied. John Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence, said intelligence officials are still investigating the matter. Since hitting the milestone of 500,000 COVID-19 deaths early Sunday morning, the global figure has jumped by approximately 5,000 more. In the U.S., the figure of deaths has climbed to more than 126,000. The number of confirmed infections globally is nearly 10.3 million and nearly 2.6 million in the U.S. Brazil is second to the United States in deaths and infections. At least 285 U.S. children have developed a serious inflammatory condition linked to the coronavirus. That's according to two studies published Monday that provide the fullest picture yet of ailments. Worldwide, about 1,000 kids have been affected during this pandemic. The U.S. studies show most children recovered after intensive care treatment, but many had heart complications, and the potential for long-term or permanent damage is unknown. This is VOA News.